We're talking to Kelly Brunkhorst, Director of Research for the Nebraska Corn Board. Kelly, wanted to get your thoughts on the USDA's acreage estimates that were released today and showed a pretty good decrease in corn acres in Nebraska. Was that a surprise?
I think it really was. As we talked to our board of directors and other producers across the state, I think we were figuring a number in above that, especially as you took into account that the March intentions came out at 8.8, as did the planted acres report this morning. So I think it really kind of surprised some people, thinking that there might have been a few more acres planted than what the intentions showed in March.
Any theories on why that might be?
Well, it's really hard to say. We're trying to get a better handle on it, whether they took into account some of the conditions that we've seen over the past few weeks in terms of flooded fields and stuff, or what exactly may have went into that report.
Okay, as far as the condition of the crop in the state, though, it sounds, again, except for those flooded areas, it sounds like we're in pretty good shape.
I tell you what, as you look at conditions compared to last year, we're almost exactly where we were last year. Taking account, last year's was a bumper record crop, and so we are very happy, outside of the areas that got hit by the heavy rains and hail, that we are sitting in a very good position right now.
And again, except for those areas that have been affected by the weather, are there any concerns at all as far as the crop's concerned?
Really, right now, as we look at it, we haven't heard too much out there in the countryside. We've got plenty of moisture sitting out there. The crop is definitely canopied over, so it's going to shade that moisture that's in there. And if we can continue to get some timely rains, we will hope to see a good crop again this next year. The other thing that was released today, or the other report that was released today, was the stocks report. And I think it continues to show year in, year out, that farmers across the state and across the nation are able to produce a crop that can meet all the demands that we've seen out there.
And it looks like the demand for corn between ethanol and exports is looking pretty good now.
Very much so. Continue to see some good numbers, economics on the ethanol side. Exports, of course, with the discussion of China possibly taking in continued imports of corn from the U.S. And we're starting to see some economics change in the livestock sector, so we hope that continues to rebound and increase the demand there also.